Welcome, everyone, to a midweek edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. We're so proud to be here with you on your local radio station today. Kim's going to tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News to get us started.
That's right. Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet the only option. Then came the big publications offering news, but with hefty subscriptions. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more right here with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Stay connected. TSLN.com.
I'm going to start things off with a little short story, and I do not know the author on this. I don't even know where this one came from, but I thought it was cute. So I'm going to share it with you today on The Good Stuff. This explains so much. The little girl asked her mother, "How did the human race start?" The mother answered, "God made Adam and Eve, and they had children, and so all mankind was made." 2 days later, the girl asked her father the same question. The father answered, "Many years ago, there were monkeys, from which the human race evolved." This confused the little girl, and she returned to her mother and said, "Mom, how is it possible that you told me the human race was created by God, and Dad said they developed from monkeys?" The mother answered, "Well, dear, it's very simple. I told you about my side of the family, and your father told you about his." Make you chuckle today on The Good Stuff.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I have been sharing some facts, interesting facts about Canada, and I've got a few more almost at the end,
okay,
but I've sure enjoyed them. There was a German spy sent into Canada during World War II, but he decided to use his funds to move to Ottawa and then surrendered to Canadian authorities, who let him go because he didn't do any damage and he didn't do any spying.
So he just defected then.
He did.
Now, these are true, right?
Yeah, this is true. Canada has a strategic maple syrup reserve.
I would say yes. I think that's a true one.
Yeah, that's right. They're all true. There is a place in Canada called Cape Breton where Scottish descendants still speak Gaelic, and they send musicians to Scotland to teach the Scottish how to play traditional music.
They have preserved it, huh?
That's right. And kids in Canada can send a letter to Santa, and more than 11,000 postal employees and retirees volunteer every year to make sure every letter gets to Santa. Santa's postal code is H-O-H-O-H-O.
Of course.
Just a couple left of these. I found them very interesting. The deepest gold mine in North America is located in Quebec. The deepest shaft of the mine reaches over 2.48, which 2.5 miles underground, and is predicted to be able to access over 12.5 million ounces of gold.
Ooh, and an ounce of gold is worth quite a bit.
That's right. 12 million, can't even imagine. The province of Alberta, Canada, has border guards dedicated to keeping rats out. To keep rats out. Like, not just bad people, but real rats.
Okay.
Okay, they plant poison and dig up individual burrows. The entire province is rat-free, and rats are only allowed in the zoo.
We need something like that around Washington, D.C., don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Those have been very interesting. I appreciate those. So, Smith climbs to the top of Mount Sinai to get close enough to talk to God. Looking up, he asks the Lord, "God, what does a million years mean to you?" The Lord replies, "A minute." Smith asks, "And what does $1 million mean to you?" And the Lord replies, "A penny." Smith asks, "Can I have a penny?" And the Lord replies, "In a minute."
Cute, very cute. This is called personal angels. Some people don't know how important it is that they exist. Some people don't know how good it is just to see them. Some people don't know how comforting their smile is. Some people don't know how good it feels to be near them. Some people don't know how much poorer we would be without them. Some people don't know that they are like heaven's gifts to us. They would know if we told them.
Ooh.
Like I'm telling you.
Oh, well, cool.
I don't know who wrote that. It's called Personal Angels. What a beautiful piece.
Maybe people can share that today. Make sure you tell those people that you love them. Hey, folks, tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.